The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. I want you just to put your bulletins away. I've chosen a different gospel I want to share with you this morning, which I want to base some thoughts. And this is a very familiar story that Jesus is telling. Now all the tax collectors and sinners were coming near to listen to him. And the Pharisees and the scribes were grumbling and saying, "This fellow welcomes sinners and eats with them." So he told them this parable. "Which one of you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after the one that is lost until he finds it? When he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders and rejoices. But when he comes home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep that was lost.' Just so I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one of them, does not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? When she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, 'Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin that I had lost.' Just so I tell you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." The Gospel of our Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this day. It is a day, once again, that you have filled with your presence and power. And we ask now for your blessings to be upon us as you open our hearts and our minds to your word. In his name, amen. You know, there are many things that I don't like about getting older. Some of you older folks are just all nodding your head, right? I mean, I don't like the fact that I seem to be spending more time at doctor's appointments than I do on the golf course. I don't like the fact that I can't get my body to do the things that it used to do and used to do easily and repeatedly. I always remember a friend of mine who said that one of the biggest problems with getting older is that the mind writes checks that the body can't cash. I used to laugh at that. At least I did when I was younger. As I get older, I find that to be less humorous all the time. But, you know, probably the worst thing with getting older, I think, is that I just can't remember things like I used to. You know, I used to be able to remember all my appointments in my head. I never kept a calendar until I was about 60. I didn't have to. Had it here. Now, if I don't write it down, I miss the appointments. I'm not there. I have to write everything down. It's like the other day, it was the afternoon, and I thought it was a beautiful, beautiful day. And I thought, you know, I'm going to go and fill it with golf. So I started looking for my golfing hat. It's my good luck hat. I golf much better with that hat on. I know it sounds crazy, but I golf better with that hat. But I couldn't find it. I just went crazy. I needed to have that golf hat. How could I go out golfing without my golf hat? I know I had it just the other day. I was wearing it. Where would my hat be? I had to find my hat. So finally, my cleaning lady was there, and with all my compassion, I turned to her and said, "What did you do with my hat?" And Paige looked at me and said, "I didn't do anything with your hat. It's right where you left it on the table." Oh. I'd lay it down on the table, and I'd totally forgotten what I had done with it. And all I can tell you is that there was rejoicing in the Nathan household, for that which had been lost was found. And I played my game of golf. You're probably thinking that all of that's a rather shameless introduction to this morning's sermon, which tells the two stories that we took a look at. I mean, the first is a story about a farmer who loses one of his sheep. And he spends the entire day looking for the sheep until he has found it. And which doesn't make a lot of sense, because if you can manage to save 99 out of 100 of your sheep, a 1% loss is acceptable, isn't it? Or the other story, which is about a woman who spends the entire day tearing her house apart piece by piece, looking for the coin until she finds it. And then she too rejoices. But I guess the question when you look at these stories is, what are they really all about? The stories are about us. We're the lost coin. We are the lost sheep. We are the ones who have walked away from God, and we do it every day. We are the ones who turn from God, and we do that every single day of our life. We turn from God every time we choose something else over God. Every time we think that fame or fortune is more important to us than our relationship with God. Every time we think fun and pleasure is more rewarding than anything God can offer us. Every time we fail to see this world as one created by God and think rather that the world was created for us and that the world ends, as I like to say, 6 inches from our skin. I've always said, I don't think the problem with most people is that they're bad. I just think the world ends right about here for most people. And every time we think the universe is centered around us, our needs, our wants, that's when we become like the lost sheep, the lost coin. And I know I used to tell my daughter, I love my daughter. She is the joy of my life. And she's very much a female me, which I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But I remember when I used to get angry at her when she was a teenager, I would always say to her, you know, Jen, when God began creating the world eons ago, he didn't do it just so everything would be right when you came along. And yet sometimes that's how we think and that's how we act. But you know, the stories before us hold out hope for us. It says that in spite of all that, we are valuable to God. We are so valuable that God goes out looking for us. He doesn't sit back. He doesn't hope that perhaps we'll realize the error of our ways. He doesn't just sit back and wait to see if we'll find our way home. He comes out into the world looking for us. He searches high and low. He leaves no stone unturned. He looks through every town and village. He looks through every nook and cranny. And when he has found us, when he has discovered us, well, there is great joy in heaven. When he discovers us and realizes that the only way to bring us back to life, well, he stretches out his hands and allows them to nail him to a cross. Because God so loved the world, God so loved you, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. And that's what the passages mean here. God loves you. God loved you, and he loved me so much that when we went out into this world and lost our way, he came looking for us. And when he found us, he gave everything to get us back. I mean, the Bible is filled with stories like that. The Good Samaritan story. The prodigal son, the lost coin, the lost sheep, the list goes on and on and on. Those stories are all about how much God loves us, how much God cares. You know, there is one other thing that I have discovered about getting older. I always thought that when I was younger, that as I got older, and as my children grew up, and went out into the world, that there would come a point in a time when I would stop being dad. And Doris would stop being mom. The time would come when our job as parents would be over. That I had raised my kids and that now they were on their own. Every parent knows who's sitting here today, that just isn't the case. I have learned that you never stop being mom. And you never stop being dad. I still worry about my children. I still want to protect my children. And it doesn't matter that my son is 42, married, and has his own child. It doesn't matter that he's a respected attorney. It doesn't matter that my daughter is now 36. It doesn't matter that she's the head of radiology at Walter Reed. Woo. She's still my little girl. He's still my little boy. I still want to protect them and take care of them. In fact, the other day, my daughter told me that she and some friends were going up to New York for the weekend with some friends. So I insisted that she call me every day to let me know she's okay. And she said, "Really, Dad?" I said, "Really." You never stop being a parent, do you? You never stop being mom. You never stop being dad. Nor does God. He is the one who created us. He's the one who loves us. He gave us life. You know, I think one of the most poignant pictures in the Bible is the one of the creation of man in the Garden of Eden. In the story in Genesis 2 talks about how God creates this man. With all the other animals, he said, "Ah, let there be, let there be, let there be." That was it. But when it comes to us, the story is one of God taking the dust of the dirt, of the ground, and with his own hands forming a kind of dirt man, kind of like a snowman, only made out of dirt. And that he then gets on his knees in this dirt, leans over this dirt man he has created, places his mouth over the mouth and nostrils of this dirt man, and breathes into him the breath of life. Sort of like holy CPR. And God breathes into us the life. We are special. He is our mom. He is our dad. He gave us life. For all of that, I am really thankful. But I'm thankful most of all for the fact that he never stops loving me, even when I stop loving him. That he never leaves me, even when I feel he is far away. And when I stray, well, it's nice to know that he's out there looking for me. Amen.